Ezekiel chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. This is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. And say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains and the hills, to the ravines and the valleys, behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars shall become desolate, and your incense altars shall be broken. And I will cast down your slain before your idols, and I will lay the dead bodies of the people of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. Wherever you dwell, the city shall be waste, and the high places ruined, so that your altars will be waste and ruined, your idols broken and destroyed, your incense altars cut down, and your works wiped out. And the slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Yet I will leave some of you alive, when you have among the nations some who escape the sword, and when you are scattered through the countries, then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive, how I have been broken over their whoring heart that has departed from me, and over their eyes that go whoring after their idols. And they will be loathsome in their own sight for the evils that they have committed, for all their abominations. And they shall know that I am the Lord. I have not said in vain that I would do this evil to them. Thus says the Lord God, clap your hands and stamp your foot and say, alas! Because of all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. He who is far off shall die of pestilence, and he who is near shall fall by the sword, and he who is left and is preserved shall die of famine. Thus I will spend my fury upon them, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when their slain lie among their idols around their altars, on every high hill, on all the mountain tops, under every green tree, and under every leafy oak, wherever they offered pleasing aroma to all their idols. And I will stretch out my hand against them, and make the land desolate and waste, in all their dwelling places, from the wilderness to Riblah. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is revealed in judgment. He makes himself known in judgment. Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 7, and the slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 10, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I have not said in vain that I would do this evil to them. In verse 14, I will stretch out my hand against them and make the land desolate and waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The Lord is revealed in judgment. He makes himself known in judgment. In Ezekiel chapter 6, he speaks to his people beforehand of the judgment that will fall upon them. So that when it does fall upon them, they might then know for certain that it was nothing other than the judgment of the Lord against them. That they might then know that He does not speak in vain. That He does not speak empty words. That His words do not return to Him empty, but accomplish all that He has purposed. The Lord makes Himself known in judgment. And there is a very important reason for this. A very important reason for why the Lord should be known in judgment. Now, of course, there is that most ultimate reason. That reason for which the Lord does all things, for the praise of His glory. And thus His judgments also are to the praise of His glory. All that God does is for His own glory. But we see in Ezekiel chapter 6 another reason as well. A reason for which the Lord makes Himself known in judgment. The Lord makes Himself known in judgment to bring His people to repentance. Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 9. Then those of you who escape will remember me. They will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive, and they will be loathsome in their own sight for the evils that they have committed, for all their abominations. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the Lord promises to bring judgment upon His people, to bring destruction and devastation upon His people on account of their sin. But even this, He will use for the good of His people. He tells of that judgment to them beforehand, so that when His judgments come upon them, when the sword overtakes them, when famine empties them, when pestilence destroys them, they might know that it is His fury being spent upon them, that they might remember Him and how greatly they have sinned against Him, that they might then abhor themselves before Him. And this is the beginning of repentance. To acknowledge one's sin. And to grieve over one's sin. This is the beginning of repentance. Though it is not the end of repentance. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the Lord reveals beforehand the judgments He will bring against His people on account of their sin, that He might be revealed in those judgments, that they might know Him in His judgment, that they might remember Him and their sin against Him. And what was that sin? What was the sin of the people against the Lord? In Ezekiel chapter 6, it is the sin of idolatry. This is why Ezekiel, the Son of Man, was to set his face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. For the mountains of Israel were filled with what? The mountains of Israel were filled with high places. And what are those? The high places and the mountains of Israel were places not that the Lord had chosen for His worship, but that the people had chosen for worship. And not for the worship of the Lord, but for the worship of other gods. The high places were places of idolatry. The high places were places of false worship. And in His judgment, the Lord makes known the foolishness of His people. Their foolishness in choosing other gods before Him. For He makes known His power over their idols. He makes known that there is no other God besides Him, as He swears to bring their high places to ruin, to destroy their idols, to cut down their altars, and to defile them with the bodies of the slain. Their idols will not save them. Their idols cannot save them. Because their idols are the works of human hands. No one can deliver from the hand of the Lord. The Lord swears to wipe out the works of His people, the works of their hands, their works of idolatry, their works of false worship, that they might know that He is the Lord. That He alone is God. That there is no one besides Him. That there is no one before Him. That there is no one to turn back His hand or to say to Him, "Why have you done thus?" Ezekiel chapter 6. The Lord reveals beforehand His purpose to judge His people and their sin, that He might be revealed in that judgment, that they might then acknowledge their sin before Him. That they might at last humble themselves before Him. that they might be loathsome in their own sight for the evils that they have committed. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the sin of God's people is the sin of idolatry. But notice how that idolatry is described. In verse 9, the idolatrous heart is described as a whoring heart. The people's idolatry is described as their having departed from the Lord to whore after their idols. Their hearts have departed from the Lord, and their eyes go whoring after other gods. As in other places of Scripture, here in Ezekiel chapter 6, the sin of idolatry, it is depicted as the sin of adultery, where the union and communion of marriage is forsaken for the purpose of illicit intercourse with another. For in Scripture, the relationship of God with His people is depicted as a marriage. And in Scripture, the joy of union and communion with God is depicted as the joy of marriage. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6, "For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is His name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth He is called." The Lord is the husband of His people, and His people are His bride. The relationship of God with His people is depicted as a marriage, which is why idolatry is depicted as adultery. The Lord is the husband of His people. The covenant between God and His people, it is likened to the covenant of marriage. And the worship of God by His people is likened to the joy of marriage. We saw this in Leviticus, where the worship of God at the tabernacle was reflected in the union and communion of a husband and wife. And so idolatry is nothing other than the betrayal of that union and communion of God with His people. We see this betrayal on the part of God's people vividly described in verse 13 of Ezekiel chapter 6, where we read of God's people offering what to all their idols? Offering pleasing aroma to all their idols. A pleasing aroma that belonged to the Lord alone. A pleasing aroma that was reserved for the Lord alone. a pleasing aroma that his people were to offer to the Lord alone. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the people of God break faith with their husband, and their hearts are turned from him to whore after other gods. And here we read words that are spoken nowhere else in the Old Testament. Words that are remarkable. Words that are astounding. Words to astonish. Words that are spoken nowhere else. In Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 9, we read that the Lord was broken. The Lord was broken. You will remember me, how I have been broken, how I have been broken over their whoring heart that has departed from me. As a husband is broken when the heart of his wife departs from him, so the Lord was broken when the heart of his people departed from him. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the Lord reveals himself as a broken husband. In Ezekiel chapter 6, the Lord reveals himself as a husband broken for his bride. And here is the hope of Ezekiel chapter 6. Hope in the midst of judgment. Hope not only that God's people would remember him, but that they would remember how he was broken for them. For in the fullness of time, what did the Lord do for his bride? What did the Lord do for his faithless bride? What did the Lord do for his bride that had made herself unclean on account of her sin? He was broken for her. He did not only weep for her,
But he gave himself up for her.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, that he might present the church to himself in splendor, that she might be holy and blameless. The Lord reveals himself in judgment, and the Lord revealed himself in judgment when he was broken for his people, when he gave himself up for his bride. What did the centurion say when he saw how Jesus died? Truly, this was the Son of God. The Lord has revealed himself in judgment. When he was broken for his people, when he gave himself up for his bride, then they will know that I am the Lord. And now you may know that he is the Lord. As you behold the judgment of God in Christ, your heart is pierced on account of your sins. And you are loathsome in your own sight for the evils that you have committed, for all your abominations. But thanks be to God, there is forgiveness in the one who was broken for you, and the one who gave himself up for you, the one who will present you to himself in splendor, the perfect husband and the perfected bride. Before you is set a table. It is the table of the Lord. Set for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And as he seats you at this table, you are called to remember. To remember how the Lord was broken for you. He invites you to the feast.
he gives himself to you as the feast. May you then remember the Lord broken for you. And may you offer yourselves as a pleasing aroma to him alone. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Let us pray.